The Privatization Commission, PC, has announced that it is fully prepared for a second attempt at privatizing Pakistan International Airlines, PIA, with several returning bidders and parties involved in the process. This update came during the sixth meeting of the National Assembly's Standing Committee on Privatization, chaired by Dr. Farooq Sattar, on Monday. The commission briefed the committee on the progress of PIA's privatization, emphasizing that this second attempt would build upon lessons learned from last year's failed attempt. In October 2024, the government's initial plan to privatize the national carrier fell through after the only bidder, Blue World City Consortium, refused to meet the Privatization Commission's minimum expectation of 85.03 billion rupees. Instead, the consortium offered just 10 billion rupees for a 60% stake in the airline. Following this setback, the government now plans to initiate a fresh process for the sale of PIA, with updated strategies to attract new bidders. One of the key recommendations presented during the meeting was a proposal to waive the 18% goods and services tax, GST, imposed by the government on the induction of new planes and fleet expansion. Bidders suggested that removing the GST would stimulate private sector investment in new aircraft and aid the growth of Pakistan's aviation industry. The committee was informed that the government had raised this issue with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, which agreed to remove the tax if PIA is privatized. This move is expected to encourage investment in the airline's fleet. Furthermore, the committee discussed the liabilities of PIA, which amount to 45 billion rupees. These liabilities include 26 billion rupees in taxes owed to the Federal Board of Revenue, 10 billion rupees owed to the Civil Aviation Authority, CAA, and pension liabilities. The government plans to devise a mechanism to address these outstanding liabilities to ensure they do not deter potential investors. The committee also clarified that non-core assets of PIA would not be included in the privatization bidding process. A separate policy for these assets is being formulated, with a consultant already hired to propose options to the Cabinet Committee on Privatization. In a previous meeting, it was revealed that the IMF had agreed to clear the 45 billion rupees negative equity of Pakistan International Airlines Company Limited, PIACL, which is a significant step towards revitalizing the airline and facilitating the privatization process. Additionally, the committee discussed the Privatization Commission Amendment, Bill 2024, raising concerns over Clause 4, Section 7-4, which grants the Prime Minister the authority to make privatization decisions instead of the Cabinet. The committee has asked the Ministry of Law to clarify whether there is any precedent for this provision and deferred the bill until further details are provided in the next meeting.